The Hernandez solution is dangerous to all.
When the government prefers individuals on account of their race or gender, it correspondingly disadvantages individuals who fortuitously belong to another race or to the other gender.
Coalition for Economic Equity, Will Wilson, 9th Circuit, 1997. The U.S. Supreme Court has warned us that racial distinctions threaten to stigmatize individuals by reason of their membership in a racial group and to incite racial hostility. Shaw v. Reno, the U.S. Supreme Court, 1993. Senator Hernandez's open advocacy for state racial preference has sent shockwaves across the Asian community. The Asians, who represent over 30% of the UC student body, are squarely in the crosshairs of Senator Hernandez. In the wake of SCA 5, people can no longer regard themselves as Californians or Americans only, but must entrench themselves along racial lines. No stranger to racial discrimination, Asians are deeply alarmed by this dangerous trend. The central purpose of the Equal Protection Clause is the prevention of official conduct discriminating on the basis of race. Once the state institutes racial discrimination in public education, one can expect more of the kind to come. Don't other racial groups have higher median household income than the Latinos? Are the Latinos underrepresented in the economic sphere? Shouldn't Hernandez's racial balancing scheme to be equally applicable to educational rights as well as property rights? It's a slippery slope. The Hernandez proposition is not only alarming to the Asians, but it's dangerous to all Californians. In a racially charged atmosphere, everyone breathes the same infectious air of poisoned race relations. Diversity has hitherto been California's strength. It'll become our Achilles heel if the Hernandez proposition is written into the Constitution.